It's Monday lunchtime in downtown Hanoi, and office workers are spilling out into the narrow streets towards the many small restaurants selling cheap, traditional Vietnamese dishes. But wedged among the noodle soup stands and rice stalls is something a bit more unusual. With an elegant bamboo facade, Pots and Pans offers a dining experience not many Hanoians are used to. Co-owner and manager, 29-year-old Thao Nguyen, shows me in. Despite economic growth and a rich culinary tradition, fine dining in Vietnam has yet to take off. Thao says Vietnamese people tend to like traditional combinations of flavours eaten in a conventional way. Pots and Pans sets out to challenge these norms.
Yeah, I think for us, we still keep the core of the Vietnamese food, which is, focusing on the freshness of the products, the flavors, and we try in different way of presentation. Vietnamese could be something more than just one way of doing it, but you can also find many ways. You can combine with different ingredients and different ways of cooking and different way of presentations.
Lunchtimes are usually quiet during the week, so the kitchen staff are preparing for the evening ahead. Although popular with foreigners, only around 15% of customers are local Vietnamese, with most main courses costing about 10 times the price of your average office lunch. It is not for everyone. But Thao is not deterred. She says it takes time to introduce new ideas in a conservative culture. As Thao gives orders to staff, it's difficult to believe her humble beginnings. Her parents were farm labourers in a rural province west of Hanoi, but home life wasn't happy. Her father, who had been a soldier during the Vietnamese occupation of Cambodia, was often violent. Her parents divorced when she was 7 years old. 2 years later, she followed her mother to Hanoi. Times were hard. Thao dropped out of school and sold postcards on the street to support her mum and three sisters. But one day her luck changed. An Australian woman approached Thao as she was selling postcards and offered her a piece of orange and poppy seed cake.
On that day, actually, I didn't have anything to eat yet. I was so appreciated, and she made the cake and she brought it to me, and I was very touched. When I had a first bite, I thought, so this is what Western food is like, because I had never had it before. It was very special. So I still remember the taste of the cake.
The woman introduced Thao to a social enterprise called Koto, which trains disadvantaged youth in the restaurant business. Thao signed up and dedicated herself to a career in the restaurant industry. She later became a Koto ambassador and received a scholarship to study hospitality in Australia. She returned to Vietnam in 2010 to open Pots and Pans with other Koto alumni. Thao admits she is very single-minded and attributes much of her determination to her tough childhood.
I know what I want, and I can decide what I like to do, because I don't get pressure from family. Like, a lot of Vietnamese families, the parents would tell the child what to do and, what career that the child should go into, but I know exactly what I want and what I want to be. So I think with all the experiences that I've been through during my childhood, which made me become quite independent, grown and strong.
We look through the menu and Thao explains the thinking behind some of the dishes. One of her favourites is pork hock croquette and beef carpaccio, inspired by a traditional dish from central Vietnam called bún bò Huế, thick noodles served with pork knuckles and chunks of oxtail.
When I thought about a beef dish, I thought about bún bò Huế. So we use a consommé of bún bò Huế to make a jelly. If they had the first bite, they could not tell that it's from the beef stock of the bún bò Huế dish. So that's the idea, that to bring some Vietnamese and then Italian, so beef carpaccio and some touch of Vietnamese, consomme jelly, and the Vietnamese satay vinaigrette to give a nice kick.
Now most of the staff at Pots and Pans are also Koto graduates, but Thao says she doesn't want people to come to her restaurant because of the background story. What she wants is for people to open their minds about Vietnamese cuisine. There are no limits, she says. It's not just dinner, it's a mindset. This is Marianne Brown in Hanoi for DW.